Do you struggle with goal setting like I do? I've realized over the last couple weeks is that I prepare for my 2021 goals. I'm on the struggle bus. I'm getting caught up so much in making the plan that I'm not actually doing any of the plan. I know my time blindness is making this plan totally unrealistic, and I'm having trouble deciding what I want to do next week, let alone in 7 months. So I had to make some quick changes and fast before I lose my sanity. Let's discuss. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. I'm your friend, Patricia Sun. My mission is to be a lighthouse for mothers with ADHD, helping you find your path to success by learning to appreciate your ADHD as an asset. I'm seeking to change the paradigm that ADHD means your life is doomed to be a hot mess. So I'm sharing strategies and encouraging you in your pursuit of happiness to love who you are every day of your ADHD life. Hey there, successful mama, it's your friend Patricia. We're here in January and everybody's talking about goals and resolutions and word of the year and all the stuff, which I love. Don't get me wrong, I love a good plan. But I realized over the last couple weeks that I have been super stressed about it. I was having a really hard time setting my goals for the year because I didn't really know what to do. I didn't know what was most important. I was having trouble with my priorities, my prioritization, which is funnily the word that I picked for the year, and I realized, oh my goodness, I'm in trouble. There's been a lot of discussion in social media and articles and TV. Everybody's talking about it. And I know in my heart of hearts, I want to have a goal. I want to have a plan. It's really important because we don't know where we're going. We're not going to get there. But yet, I'm feeling very unsettled about the whole thing. Sometimes the goal feels too restrictive. Like I've planned it out so much that there's no room for flexibility. And let's be honest, my time blindness makes my planning unrealistic. I can't get that much done in the time that I allotted. I also spend a lot of time making the plan and feeling like it has to be just right. Like I get caught up in the details that I didn't actually spend time doing the plan. That's the whole reason we have a plan, is to do, not to have a plan. I've also realized that in setting a goal for an entire year, it sets us up for failure because we're focusing on the consistency to be able to do this thing, you know, like clockwork every week, every month to get to that goal, instead of focusing on my persistence, knowing that I'm going to be irregular and it's not always going to be the same each week. Some weeks I'm going to be a powerhouse and get a ton of stuff done. And then other weeks, things come up, I have low energy, and not a lot gets accomplished. And let's be honest here, when I think about setting my goals for a whole year, I don't know what I'm going to do in like November or December. Like, I don't even know what I want to do next month. That's really far away. I probably have new goals by then. So whatever I pick now is not realistic for July or September or December. So what do? I took my own advice and I asked for help. I was talking to my friend, Noelle. Noelle Rhodes hosts The Friending Show, which I've been on before. You can listen to that episode. I'll link it in the show notes. If you're not following her on Instagram, you need to, because she's hilarious and also super down to earth and gives great advice. So Noelle prayed for me and said, Lord, you made Patricia a planner. You know she needs a plan. Give her the micro plan, just that next step that she needs to take. And I was literally like, da-da, light bulb, like micro plan. This is what I need, a micro plan. I don't need to plan out the next 12 months of how I'm going to get to this goal, which is what all the experts are saying. What I need is to know, what do I need to do next? What's my goal right now? So while I did choose big goals for the year, I'm not worried about what I'm doing in October. I'm going to worry about what I'm doing right now. Most of the advice that I've seen, which is actually really great advice, is that when you take a big goal, you want to break it down by quarter, then by month, then by week. So for example, if I want to say, okay, I'm going to put out 50 podcast episodes this year, then I would divide it by quarter, which is about 12 episodes in a quarter. Divide that by months, that's about 4 episodes a month. Divide that by weeks, that's 1 episode a week. And there I have my goal, is to put out 1 episode every week. And then by the end of the year, I would get to 50 episodes. Now, this is a great way to break down your goal, especially when it's time sensitive. For example, if you're applying to school, there's a set deadline. You have to apply by this date or you don't get in. Yeah, you can break it down. But if the goal is for you, then you're picking this arbitrary date just because. And I know you're thinking, Patricia, if I don't have a deadline, I'm never going to finish. Yes, but stick with me. What I often find is that when I do the math, and ask myself, is this realistic? The answer is usually no. I think that I can do so much more than I can. I'm a mom. I work part-time. I have a chronic illness. I have a lot of things going on. I can't do 53 things in 1 week. I only have maybe, 6 hours a week that I work on the podcast, maybe sometimes a little bit more. I'm not going to be able to do a bazillion things. That's totally unrealistic. So that's the moment where I can say, that is not realistic. I need to take it back a few notches. So I decided that I'm only planning the next month of the goal. Maybe for you, that's just the next week. I do need to go through the steps of setting the big goal and breaking it down some and listing out what are the next steps that I need to happen now. I have to walk through that process because my brain doesn't automatically see those steps just fall into place. I have to write them out. And also, one of the things that my brain doesn't catch is like precursors to things that need to happen later. Like, I won't think about, well, yeah, this part isn't due for 3 months. But in order to do that, I have to have started the process at least 2 months ahead of time because this thing takes 6 weeks for so-and-so to approve. My brain doesn't work through all that by itself. I have to write it out. So while I will go through and break down what needs to happen so that my brain has a chance to kind of like sit and marinate on it because it'll start to piece it together as I think about things. What I want to focus on is what has to happen for the next 3 to 4 steps. I talked to you about how my word for this year is prioritizing. I'm focusing on one goal. Right now, for the podcast, what I'm focusing on is getting all of my episodes recorded through March. I have so many ideas of cool things that I want to do, but I know that I need to get that part done before I can work on the extra stuff. So, what can I fit in my days? Realistically, I work on the podcast twice a week. Sometimes I'll do a third day or fit in some emails after the kids go to bed, but generally I'm only working on it for maybe like a 2-hour chunk during quiet time. It's not a huge amount of time. So when I set these big giant goals, a lot of times they're unrealistic and I need to look at what's really gonna happen this week. Hey mama, do you wanna be on the podcast? I need your help. In February, we're talking about taking care of the person at the bottom of the priority list. That's us. It takes a village. What is your best advice for other ADHD mamas to take care of themselves? I want to know, and so do you. Send me your best advice at patriciasung.com/share advice. And you might be featured on an upcoming episode of our self-care series. Click the link in the show notes and spill your secrets. And then I have a set time to evaluate how my week went. On Fridays, I prepare kind of a rough plan for next week. And then on Sunday night, I go through and move over anything that I didn't get done the week before and kind of put in the final touches and see what my week looks like. And this is the time where I say, hey, I said I was going to record 4 episodes of the podcast this week. Was that realistic? Did it happen? How long did that take me? And once I understand about how long it takes me to do stuff, then I'm building my planning muscle. As I build that muscle, I can better estimate the time cost of something and knowing what I can actually get done. My time blindness is like sky high. I have 0 sense of time. I will never be great at this. I accept that. But I can be a little bit better. I can improve. I can get closer to it. I still need to ask for help for sure. But this helps me in my planning when I know, okay, it took me about 4 hours to research, write the outlines, plan out what I'm going to say, record it, save it, send it to my editor. Then I know next time when I'm ready to make some podcast episodes, I can say, hey, it's going to take me about 1 hour per episode to prepare. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, that's a lie. It does not take me 1 hour per episode. It takes me more than that because I do a lot of research for my episodes, generally speaking. But I'm just sticking with the example here. So I want to encourage you, pick a word for this year. Your theme. I want you to dream big. I want you to narrow down what can you actually work on right now? What can you do this month or this week to work towards that goal? What are the next 3 to 4 steps that you can take this week or today? What's one step you can take today in order to move towards that goal? We don't have to plan the entire 2021 like some experts say. While I know that works for some people, it doesn't work for me. I will do it my ADHD way, and I will still make great things happen. So, Mama, you have an amazing week dreaming and planning and thinking of all the amazing things that you can do in 2021, and write down just one you could do today. I'll talk to you soon, successful Mama.
Thank you for listening to Motherhood and ADHD. For more resources, head over to our website, www.motherhoodandadhd.com.